This call is being recorded.
Now breathe in the light and exhale out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. Let that go out with the exhalation of your breath. Just focus now on relaxing, letting go, becoming more and more centered within yourself as you let go and let God, let the God source work through you now. As you take a deep breath in, breathing in the light, hold it for a few seconds, and exhale out in darkness. Breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. One more time, breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now put your attention in your chakra centers, in your etheric body, and become aware and visualize all of the chakra centers. There are 12 chakras, but for now, 9 have been activated or reactivated. Starting from the bottom up with the Earth Star chakra, and if you haven't yet had the experience of reactivating this chakra, just know that as you are doing this, you are reactivating this chakra. So no worries here. So the Earth Star chakra, just a little bit below your feet into the earth. You see that as a beautiful earth brown color. Earth brown with perhaps red specks or gold specks in it. Then moving up from that at the base of the spine, deep ruby red. The next chakra up, orange. Next, in the solar plexus area, bright, brilliant yellow as the sun. And the heart center chakra, deep blue-green. Just above the heart center, also having been reactivated, your high heart center, magenta. And the chakra at the throat area, sky blue. The third eye chakra in the middle of the forehead, indigo or purple. And the crown chakra at the top of the head, gold or violet or silver. And the ninth chakra just above your head, approximately a foot, pure brilliant white. So now see, visualize, think all of those chakra centers with their respective colors and the respective vibration within those colors. Know that as you increase the intensity within the colors, that you are increasing the vibration also within that chakra center. So you control the vibration. You control how you can increase vibration. So whenever you wonder, you always hear, raise your vibration, and then you wonder, how do I do that? This is one way that you can do that, by focusing on your chakra centers within your etheric body and reactivating them and feeling the resonance within those chakras, the vibration within them. Feel it reverberating through all of your etheric body, coming alive within your etheric body. And the spinning of the chakras as they spin clockwise and counterclockwise. Clockwise to send energy out from the etheric, and counterclockwise to bring energy in to the etheric. Now, focus your attention on your on the trifold flame within you that creates the violet flame within you. And the violet flame now, feel it expanding and growing within your body, within your etheric form. And expanding and growing until it has expanded completely around your etheric body and your astral body and even your physical body. And feel it becoming more and more expansive and more powerful as it completely surrounds your body, engulfing your body, so that your physical, astral, and etheric body are all being engulfed by this violet flame now, and the flame burning out all the old programming that's lodged within your memory patterns. For the old memories, the old programming will no longer be needed after the ascension process is complete. We'll be beyond that. So feel the energy there within your astral, your etheric, and your physical body from the violet flame as it burns out all the old. And whenever anything is burned out, such as a fire burns, there is always new born from that, new growth. So know that as the old programming disappears, new programming becomes a part of you, a new higher dimensional programming, new ascension programming, if you will. So now let the violet flame continue to expand and grow beyond your bodies, beyond the building, wherever you might be, or if you are outside, beyond the environment that you are in, and continuing to grow and expand. And if you want, lift yourself out of your body, as you have learned through your third eye. I will not take you through it now, but just let it be as you know how to do it. And be high, high above the earth, looking down, and watch the violet flame expanding and growing, expanding beyond the town, the village, the city, the states, the counties, the provinces, whatever they might be, expanding and growing beyond the country, across the oceans. You can see it both from the vantage point of being there on the earth or being high above the earth, whatever is your preference. But see it expanding and growing across the entire planet, engulfing the planet now. Just as it engulfed your bodies, see it engulfing now Gaia's body, the earth, and all the old programming that still was within the quantum realm, that still is within universal mind. See all of that old programming, the old memories also being burned away. So that all that is left is that which is the ascension process programming. Programming that you are putting into it now, you as the collective you, as you are moving on and on into the new golden age of Gaia. Now, if you will, visualize the great grid, the great Christ consciousness grid, crystalline grid, and the connection to all of the ley lined sacred spaces that are here on the earth, that surround the earth. Connecting all of those sacred spaces. And all of those spaces now turning from dark to light. Becoming a part of this crystalline grid. Connecting it once again. And all of the great crystals throughout the planet re-emerging. They're already there in the higher dimensional frequencies, where those that would be in that frequency can see these crystals. For those that are still within the illusion, they are yet beyond your sight. Know that they are there. And as you continue to rise in vibrational frequency, you will then be able to also see these great crystals as they connect now to the great Christ consciousness grid. A grid that had been almost completely covered over by the dark forces has now been brought back into the light. Feel it connecting now. Experience it, visualize it, connecting to all of those sacred spaces. The churches, the pyramids, wherever they might be, mountains, certain valleys, all connecting great energy spaces. Holds high vibration within them. Had been taken over, many had been taken over by the dark forces, but now have been freed by the light and illuminated by the light. You see the resulting changes that come about from this great grid now being reconnected across the planet. Literally see it reconnected to all of those sacred spaces now, all working together in unison, holding the light here, connecting to the great crystals, also then connecting to the people themselves, all of life forms here on this planet. Becoming emblazoned and imbued by the light. And as all are coming back to the One, feel how everyone comes together. Coming together and touching each other, clasping hands, hugging. Knowing that everyone is your brother and your sister. And there is no more separation of illusion. Now, if you would let yourself begin to come back. Find your way back to your physical form. Know that all and most of the programming that is within each of your chakra centers has been overcome. If you allow it, you allow for the process, allow for the violet flame to purge out the old programming, the old memories. So they no longer hold you down, no longer tie you to this illusion of separation. And come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am your Saint Germain. I come at this time as many things across the planet are beginning to gain steam, beginning to become more and more a part of the new higher expression within all of you, as you are all moving forward, even though you may not know it, even though you may not feel it, you are all moving forward as a collective. It is happening. And the dream is continuing on. So hold on to that dream. Do not let it go. Do not become ensconced once again within the old illusion. For the old illusion is falling away rapidly. And you will begin to see the proof of that. Many of you have been asking for proof, asking for something to show itself that says, yes, this is all real. And for those that have eyes to see and ears to hear, you have had some proof already. But the real proof, the unmistakable proof, is just around the corner now. However you might look at that, but it is coming quickly. It is a part of the new expression that you are all moving toward now. And as you have heard many times, nothing and no one can stop this, because it has been preordained by the force of God, Him, Herself, that all of this will come to be, that you will indeed move through this ascension process, and you will indeed be those ones to be of the first wave of ascension, if you wish to be. And indeed, you are being prepared for that. Not only, of course, here within this group, but in many of the groups throughout the planet that have come together, many coming together as one, to once again realize the dream of being free. All that you came here to be, all of you, to be free. Just simply need to let go now. Let go of all that is happening around you. Be aware of it, but not a part of it. And I know that can be difficult, especially at times, for there are those moments where you get pulled back, where you seemingly become pulled back again, pulled back down, back into the quagmire of the illusion. Just as quickly as you get pulled down, you can pull yourself back out and up. Because it is not you any longer. You have moved beyond the expression of the veil. You have moved beyond it. And it no longer holds you down unless you allow it to hold you down. You are destined, you as a collective of mankind here on this planet, you are destined to be free. Free to go about your business as you know to do or want to do. As long as you are always aware that you are a part of the one and the one is a part of you. Nothing now can stop this and stop you, even though they may continue to try, and they are doing so. They are still operating within the old programming that they have known, following the same game plan over and over. But you all know that game plan now. And those that are in charge, those of the light forces that are moving this along, completely know that game plan. And they are many steps ahead all the time. So there is no reason to fear, even though those around you are holding on to that emotion of fear, for that is what they know. You yourselves, you have moved beyond the need to fear. For there is literally nothing to fear, except that comes up within your programming. That programming is fast being dissolved within you. The more and more that you utilize the violet flame to purge out all of that old programming and old memories, then you will find yourself more and more free. Free to once again be who you are and who you came here to be. I am your Saint Germain, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness, and that you would continue on to follow your dream. Follow it wherever it may lead you, but know that it is leading you up and beyond. Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Hum. Greetings to you, one who serves here, and we are here to continue to assist in this process and this programming in whatever way that we can. In the new programming, though, not the old programming, only the new programming that you are bringing about yourselves. We are assisting, but you are doing it. And we just ask that you continue to do it. Continue to hold on to that dream within each of you, the dream that you all came here with long, long, long ago into this evolutionary process, that you would one day find yourselves at this point, that you would find yourself at the point, the crescendo, where everything comes together as one, where you are now arriving at that point. We are ready for your questions, if you have them.
I have a question. Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
I've heard that we have Pleiadian brothers and sisters here on the planet. I'm just wondering if there's a easy way to identify who they are and if we can talk with them.
When they are ready to identify themselves to you, you will know it. And yes, they are here, certainly. And you even could come across them at times, but you will not know it at this point yet. But you will feel it. There will be times in the coming future here, very shortly, where you will begin to feel something a little bit different as you are next to one of these, or in the proximity of one of these. And you will have an inkling, we will say here, of perhaps even attempting to speak with them. But that is not yet, but it is coming. So be ready for it, okay?
Okay.
Would there be other questions here?
Yes, dear one. Oops, yes. Go ahead. You go first.
Okay, I'm sorry. That was very beautiful. I really, really appreciate it. I had tears of joy in my eyes. I, like I said earlier, I'm a new member here from Chicago, Illinois. I go by True TV, all my platforms, YouTube, and all these things of spreading the truth. Been heavily censored for 2 years now. I just recently have come to the knowledge of that there's other things that I should be doing with my wife as well. She's very spiritually advanced, you know, as well. I just wanted to get guidance on the source or anybody in the universe see anything for me as far as what I am feeling and seeing, as what any guidance on what I should be doing, anything else that I should be doing, or is it, am I on the right path of what I'm doing already?
Very good. First of all, we welcome you. And secondly, we would say there are no shoulds here. There are never any shoulds. You are doing exactly what you are being guided to do by your own higher God self and those guides that work with you. And they are working with you very diligently as we find it here. So continue on the process that you are doing here. And you will find that as you continue to move in this aspect here of your life, that you will come into contact with others that will take you into the next phase of your life. That is all we can say, though. Just be prepared. It is coming for you.
Thank you very much.
Yes. You will find that we cannot share directly many times the direct answers to your questions because we cannot do it for you. You must do it for yourself, but we can just give hints here and there, which we have done now. We are ready for the next question here, if there is one.
I have a question.
Yes.
Okay. It's come to my awareness that the stuff from the shots is in the water. Can you... tell me if that's true and if there's anything we can do to protect ourselves.
First of all, we did not understand what stuff you are talking about here.
The negative part of the shot, the inoculation, like the spike proteins and stuff like that.
You're talking about the jab, no?
Yes, the jab, the shot.
Yes. And you want to know what now, whether it is...
If it's in the water supply, if they're spiking it in our water supply.
If they are putting it in your water supply?
Yes.
We can tell you that that was their plan, but it has been greatly thwarted here. It is not going to be allowed. Okay.
Great. Thank you so much.
Is that the answer you are looking for?
Absolutely.
We can tell you that there have been many occurrences from those of the forces of darkness that have been attempting to do many nefarious things here to bring about the depopulation of the planet, to bring about holding control of the planet. But they are being thwarted in every plan that they have undertaken here and will continue to be so. There are those times which are allowed, which are purposeful in terms of awakening the population. And this may still continue in what you call false flags and this type of thing. But it will not be anything that will be detrimental to the whole. These things have been stopped. Okay?
Thank you so much.
Yes.
So then, can I spring off of that then? This is Lorelei.
Yes, you can.
Great. I think you're probably going to say the same thing, and I'm hoping you're going to say the same thing, because we've also heard that they're going to try to starve the population by prevailing upon Putin to discontinue his fertilizer. In other words, that'll be the retaliation, is to not allow us to have the fertilizer we need, and that'll cut back on the food by 50%. So I'm hoping you're going to say that that's not going to be allowed. Otherwise, what do we need to do to prepare for such a thing?
Have you not been hearing for quite some time now from many different sources that you need to prepare? You need to prepare for 3 weeks or so of supplies, those types of things, just in case. And we will not say it is going to be, but it does not hurt at all to be prepared, to have those supplies necessary to continue in terms of, or in times of, what we will just say down times here, perhaps in terms of a what you are calling a blackout, this type of thing. All of these things are still very much possible, but it is all about awakening the population.
Well, just can I double check? Because what I'm talking about, they're talking about a 50% cutoff and starving people. I'm not talking about 3 weeks of food. Is that going to be allowed? Of a massive starvation campaign. That's what I'm talking about.
A massive population, no. It will not be allowed in terms of full starvation or anything of this nature. It just may become a little bit more difficult for you to get those supplies that you have easily gone to the grocery store for before. But we are also not saying it is going to be. You will see. We cannot say too much more, though. Just be prepared in case. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yes. Would there be any other questions here?
Yes. I want to just parlay off of what Lorelei just asked. We were having a discussion today about a possible blackout to make some beautiful announcements. We all feel much excitement in the air with what's going on, and I'm just wondering if that is one of the potential things the White House are going to do to make announcements and create a blackout first to make the announcements. Is that still in the cards, possibly?
Have you heard for some time now that there would be announcements?
Yes.
There is your answer. They are still coming. Cannot say when or directly how, but they are coming. And they will be quite profound to for a great many across the population of this planet. And even those of you that are quite aware of these things and almost fully awakened, not fully yet, but coming to that, even some of these things will be quite shock to you.
Great. All I can say is bring it on. We're ready.
It's coming. The dream is alive.
Thank you.
Any other further questions? We do need to release channel here. Are there any other questions?
I actually have another question, if you don't mind.
Yes.
As I mentioned earlier, I just started last Sunday, and every Sunday moving forward at 3 p.m. here in Chicago, I am going to be covering the People's Bridge, what used to be covered by Veronica Walski. Unfortunately, she passed last September 13th. I just wanted to see if she's smiling down on what I'm doing for her, and if that's a blessing in her eyes.
We would say certainly in the affirmative, yes. She is liking that you are continuing her work. But what you are doing is going to take you into another direction as well. You will find this. Okay?
Perfect. I really appreciate that.
Any further question here?
I have a question. Hi.
Yeah. We take one more question, and then we take your email question, and then we release channel. Yes.
Okay. I want to know, there's been so much about the Ark of the Covenant. And I'm wondering what has happened to the Ark of the Covenant. And I don't know if you can answer that or not, but I don't think it's here. Can you give an answer?
We are at this point not at liberty to share this with you. But know that it is safe. It is well protected. And at some point will be reestablished and brought into the population once again. But we cannot tell you when or how or anything of this nature. That is something to leave for a surprise for later, okay?
Okay. Just say hi to my beloved, will you?
You just did.
Okay.
Very good. Now, we will take your email question, if we could.
Okay. The question was asked, how difficult is it to achieve physical ascension to the fifth, and what can we do now to best prepare, and what kind of help will we be receiving?
We will say that it is only as difficult as you believe it is difficult. Remember that everything excellent is as difficult as it is excellent, but the rewards of that excellence greatly outweigh the difficulties in achieving it. So, just know that you are all on the road to this. You are all moving through the ascension process, and you have a great deal of help along the way. That is what we are here to do here for you, to bring the guidance to you, to assist you along the way. But when it comes down to the point of actually ascending, you will have a even more help for this. Because you really, you can do this alone, but it will be very difficult for those of you to do this unless you are off somewhere in a cave and completely isolated. And that is not for you at this time. You are here to, as you have heard many times, to bust this system wide open, and you are necessary for this. So you are receiving help, but you will receive a great deal more help when the time comes. You will see. And don't forget about the energies that are coming into the planet, which are certainly bringing much help to this process, as the vibrational frequencies across the planet are raising constantly here and will continue to do so. And there will come a time where there will be a huge influx of those energies. You are preparing for that as you are acclimating to these energies now. We are done for the time, then we will release channel. Just to continue to keep the dream alive. Know that it is alive. Know that you are in process here and moving exactly as you all need to. Know that there are things that are happening around you. Be aware of it, as we have had said many times, but do not be a part of it. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.